You may not be drinking, but you're still trying to make up for all the mistakes you've made in the past. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sanctuary Saturday. In fact, today is the first episode of Sanctuary Saturday. I'm so excited to be here with you on a weekend. Sanctuary Saturday is the part of Sobriety Snippets where we talk about staying alcohol-free, not just getting there. And today I'm going to talk about people-pleasing and lack of boundaries. When we drink and screw up, we feel like we owe the world an endless apology. It's just an endless apology. That's how I felt. I felt like I have made so many mistakes that I basically deserve to be punished. Now, I don't think I necessarily consciously thought I need to be punished, but it was like anybody basically could walk all over me because I had done so many bad things and made so many mistakes and overdrank and embarrassed myself, friends, family, I'm an embarrassment, that when I finally got sober, I just thought, yeah, all right, they can walk all over me because, you know, I've been a bad girl. Not literally. So I'm not literally saying that I thought I said those things. But when I look at it in retrospect, that's basically the subconscious internal narrative that was going on. I don't deserve to be treated with the highest amount of respect. I don't deserve to have boundaries and to request what I need in the world because I screwed up so much in the past. In other words, people-pleasing and lack of boundaries. Now, these are two separate things, but they're entwined. I don't think they can really be separated. If you're not a people pleaser, then you're not probably, in all likelihood, don't have a boundary problem. So if you're in your first year of sobriety or in your first few weeks or first few months, or even if you're still drinking and you're just checking out the Sanctuary Saturday, it's important to recognize that we have a right to demand to be treated with dignity and respect. We have a right to set boundaries that are right for us so that we can have what we need in our lives for the growth that we desire. And I'm going to get into a few details on this. And the fact of the matter is, gals, even if you are still drinking, because I know that a lot of my listeners are going to come in on Saturdays and that's fine. Even if you're still drinking, hello, you're still a human and you deserve to be treated with dignity. But I am going to focus on those of you who've got some time under your belt. You haven't had a drink in a few weeks, few months. Maybe you're creeping up on a year and you're still hesitating to set down the boundaries that you need in your life. And I will give you an example in a few minutes. Or you're still people-pleasing. For example, are you able to say no? Can you say no when something isn't right for you? Are you able to say no without worrying that the person is going to be upset or they're going to reject you or they're going to somehow think you're not like you, right? We lose our self-esteem when we overdrink and we bring this into sobriety and we find it very difficult to demand. And by demand, I don't mean in a nasty way, but in a just a, this is what I need. Being able to set down, here is what I need. In a voice that isn't pleading or hoping, but saying, this is what I need. This is the way it is. And yes, that is a form of demanding. My first couple of years of sobriety, I walked around with my metaphorical shoulders slumped. And actually, maybe my physical shoulders were slumped too, but metaphorically meaning that I really did not feel that I was worthy of asking for the best for myself. I'll take second best. I'll take the scraps off the table, the crumbs that fall off the table. This showed up in my career as a college professor. I never stood up for my rights there properly in faculty meetings when there was room for advancement. For example, a course that I was sick and tired of teaching, but I kept teaching it even though I knew I had the right to ask for more. I had the seniority to ask for more. Certainly I was qualified. And I wouldn't ask for it because I felt an inner sense of, look, you're just lucky to be here. That's how I felt because I knew, nobody else knew, but I knew that I had been drinking after work endlessly. I knew that I was not showing up as my best for all those years because the alcohol was dragging me down and dragging me down. I wasn't drinking at work, but I was definitely feeling like crap most of the time. You can't be your best self when you're drinking every night after work. And so there was that part of me that just didn't feel I could ask for what I was worthy of asking for, or what I was capable of doing. It took me a long time to go, hold on a second. Wait a minute here. I'm not only qualified for that promotion or that position or that job over there, but I'm ready for it and I deserve it and I've earned it and I need to ask for it. And you know what happened when I did? I got it. Nobody looked at me and said, who are you to ask? Why are you asking for this position? In other words, dears, you know what? It was me. It wasn't them. It was me. And if you're people pleasing or not willing to ask for what is rightfully yours or what you are qualified to ask for, or if you're not laying down boundaries, in all likelihood, others will just respect that. You'll be amazed what will happen when you start respecting yourself and demanding that others respect you. You know what they're going to do? They're going to respect you. They're going to give you what you ask for, because the only one who feels you're not worthy is you, not them. People are not looking at you and going, yeah, well, she was used to drink all the time. And so, you know, she's not really up to snuff around here. And doesn't. Nobody's thinking that but you. Nobody. It was just all inside of me. And if this is hitting home, I want you to know that it's you. It's not them. And the minute you put your shoulders back up and realize that you're as worthy as the next person and ask for what you want, you're going to be amazed at what's going to happen. You're going to get it. People are going to go, well, the truth is, I was wondering what took you so long, why you didn't ask for the promotion, why you didn't step up. We kind of hoped you were going to ask for this position, or whatever the circumstances might be. You're going to be amazed. They're not going to turn around and go, look at you like, who the hell are you to ask? You don't deserve it. So of course, yes, this is about self-esteem, but it's bigger than self-esteem. It's deeper than self-esteem, because alcohol, oh, it takes away our feeling of worthiness on a much deeper level than just your ordinary lack of self-esteem, because we know the secrets. We know the secrets. We know how much we drank. We know how many times we forgot stuff. We know what went on when we got home after work. We know, and because we know, we carry it around and we start to believe that the rest of the world sees it too, and they don't. They don't see it. And I want you to start standing up for what is rightfully yours. I want you to start recognizing your worth and asking for what you deserve. Now, whether you're in a career, whether you're building a business, or even if you're retired, do you allow your family to walk all over you because you used to drink and you made some mistakes in the past? This works on all levels. It works on career, it works on our personal lives, and it works in our business lives. I've actually met women building businesses whose team takes advantage of them. Are you really the leader that you're supposed to be? Or do you feel unworthy of leadership because you know you used to drink too much? Boundaries are a really good example of this as well. We can talk about asking for what we deserve or for what we need. I recently spoke to a client. She's been with me a while. She's sober. She's not drinking. She's a professional woman and she has no boundaries. When we got together and I said to her, how are things going? And everybody's walking all over her. Her partner's walking all over her. Her family's walking all over her. Her colleagues are walking all over her because she's not willing or able at this point to say, wait a minute, I need, here's an example. I encourage my women, not just my women, but all of you here on Sobriety Snippets, whether you're sober or not sober, what do I ask you to do? I ask you to have a sacred space in your home and do a minimum of 5 minutes a day of self-care. That's what I ask of all of you, whether you're still drinking or you're with me here on the Sanctuary Saturdays and you're in early sobriety. Now, 5 minutes, don't forget, I say to you that 5 minutes is enough to get started. If you've gone beyond 5 minutes, great. But let me make my point about this. There are women out there who are not even able to ask for 5 minutes a day. And this was an example. I said to her, are you doing your self-care? And she said, I can't even get 5 minutes. My day, when I get out of bed, it starts and I've got to be here for this person and there for that person. Then I got to run over and do that. And then I got to take care of this. She's got this long list of things that need taking care of and she's not on it. And when I said to her, well, wait a minute, what about asking for what you need? I could see her shrink, just shrivel right up. Well, I just, you know, and I totally relate because as I just said to you, that's what I did. And this was in sobriety for me. It was for the first couple of years of sobriety at work, opportunities would come and go and I would not step up for them. And when I started stepping up to them, I started getting them. I started getting better courses to teach, better opportunities at work that actually represented more an increase in salary, more responsibility. But before that, I wouldn't even ask for these things. My point, dearest, today is a very important one. No matter what you've done in the past, in all likelihood, the only person who thinks you're unworthy because of it is you, because you were there. You know every lie you told. You know every drink you drank. You know every time you forgot, every time you blacked out. All of it is stored in your memory, and it drags you down. Nobody else is aware of all that. Oh, I'm not saying no one ever saw you drunk. No one ever saw you screw up, especially in your own home. But even those who did have no right to hold it against us once we're sober and we're stepping up. If you have somebody in your life who's throwing it in your face, you have a serious relationship problem. That is another Sanctuary Saturday. I can't even go there right now because that would take me way too long. I'll just leave it at that. But to stay on boundaries and people-pleasing, this is a big issue in early sobriety and even in the first year or two. Now, we've talked a bit about boundaries and asking for what you need. What about people-pleasing? This is what this woman's doing, both. She can't ask for what she needs, which is literally 5 minutes a day of self-care, of quiet, of peace, of being left alone for 5 minutes to do a little bit of meditation. You need to be able to ask for that, not just ask for it, but demand it. In a kind and loving tone, you need to say, at this between 8 and 8:15 in the morning, I am not available. That's all we do is we just say that. I'm not available at that time. But of course, we have to then be willing to take that time. Leave the device down. Don't pick it up if somebody pings you. Don't allow someone to knock on the door. This is called boundaries. It's called asking for what you need. You cannot help other people if you're not looking after yourself first. You've got to put on the old proverbial mask first, your own oxygen mask. So if you're afraid of rejection because you made mistakes in the past, if you're afraid of asking for what you need, if you're allowing people to walk all over you, if your whole life is just running around pleasing other people and making sure everyone's okay and looking after people, we're nurturers. That's what we are. We're nurturers. That's what women are. But who do we nurture first, gals? It's got to be you. Let today be the day you start nurturing yourself first, and then go out and do what you do and look after who you look after, wherever it is, whether it's your team, your colleagues, your clients, your customers, your boss. It doesn't matter. Your family. But you must come first or you're going to burn out and you'll probably end up drinking again. Your irritation will grow. Your frustration will grow. You'll get wore out. You'll get tired and you'll just say, screw it. I'm getting a bottle of wine. This is self-care 101. Boundaries, asking for what you need, and being able to say no. And I realize I didn't talk enough on that during this episode, so I'm marking that one down as a future Sanctuary Saturday. There's two that you can look forward to. One is about how to say no, and the other one is about not allowing yourself to be punished for your past mistakes. So come back to a Sanctuary Saturday. We got a lot to talk about on the Saturday episodes, gals. Because this does not end. Our journey, when we put down the bottle, is just beginning. So we have a lot to cover here, and I'm really, really looking forward to these Saturdays together. And if today's episode hit something tender or true, I would love to hear from you. Have you heard about the Sacred Mirror experience? It's new this week, new in July. It's going to be available for the coming weeks and months. But I urge you not to hesitate to get your Sacred Mirror experience. It's not a funnel. It's not a pitch. It's a place where you can share your truth. And I will send you back a sacred reflection, which is a short personal voice note just for you. If you've ever wanted to truly feel seen, not just sober, but understood, this is it. You'd go to the link in the show notes here. You tap that link. It'll take you to a short form where I ask you three simple questions. Take a couple of deep breaths. Share your story through those questions, and I will send you back a sacred reflection. And not only that, but while you're waiting for it, it takes anywhere from 24 to 48 hours to get your reflection. While you're waiting, immediately upon submission of your sacred reflection, I'm going to send you a private snippet that only women who do the sacred mirror have access to. It's called Just Between Us. You're not going to find it here anywhere on the feed. It's only for those brave enough to be seen. So the link is in the show notes. Remember, I read every word. I respond from the heart. I would love to meet you there. Thanks for joining me on Sanctuary Saturday, and I will see you next weekend for another episode. Meanwhile, I'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.